Well, I want everyone's attention because we got one of the most baddest messages of all time. First, I want to thank all of those that are here tonight and those that are logging on and those that are going to be listening. I want to thank you for tuning in to glorytothenations.org. And if you want to support this ministry, there's a PayPal on our website. Please learn where it is and hit it because your support means a lot to us. Not only does your support mean a lot to us, but I do know that you will be blessed because God will honor your sowing. And there's a law in heaven, and maybe one day I'll preach about the laws of heaven, but there's a law of heaven that you cannot go against, and that is just like the law of gravity. You know, you can't deny the law of gravity. You drop something, it hits the ground, right? But in space, you drop something, it floats around. Well, there's a law of gravity on earth. There's also a law that is in heaven about sowing, and when you give, you receive. And I want you to receive, really. That's what I really all want about. It's when you pour into some good soil, you're going to get a good harvest. And that's really about all I want to say about giving. So hit the PayPal button, please. With that being said, I want to thank these nations. I have a report of nations that are logging on and are real strong. I just want to thank China. China is one of the bigger hits that are hitting right now. And I want to bless China. I want to keep blessing China. I have a feeling that revival is going to break out in China. And I am praying that those forefathers that sowed seed over into China, there's that one gentleman that's coming to my mind who actually went into underground and was transported in caskets. And he pretended to be a dead man, and they transported him underground from church to church in a casket. And what was his name? Oh, man, it'll come to me. But he planted a lot of seeds in China, and I believe that those seeds that are being planted right now are going to take a harvest, and revival is going to break out in China. With that being said, Great Britain. I want to bless Great Britain. Brazil. Brazil is up there, and I want to bless Brazil. Maybe I feel in my heart one day to go to Brazil. I want to really lay hands and impart a revival in Brazil. France is big. We have an unknown nation, which is probably an accumulation of a lot of them. And I want to continue to bless them. I want to bless Ukraine and Finland. Finland is one of a big hit on our site, and I want to bless Finland. And I think what I'm going to do is just grab some addresses in these nations, and I'm going to just grab some prayer cloths and mail them out to these countries. And, you know, I'm just expecting a miracle to come back. And that's what I'm going to be doing this next couple of weeks. So I'm going to ask Rachel for these countries, and we're going to get random addresses, and we're going to throw some prayer cloths out there. And we're going to wait for the reports. I just feel that revival is going to be breaking out. Finland is the one. Here goes my blank screen. What button? This one? I got a little kid sleeping. Ah, there it is. Okay. I got the Russian Federation. We're going to keep them in prayer. Germany, we're going to keep in prayer. Vietnam, we're going to keep in prayer. Netherlands, Romania, Switzerland. European country, Canada, India, Colombia, Chile, Luxembourg, Turkey, Philippines, Norway, Malaysia, Tunisia. I'm sorry if I don't pronounce it. That's just me. I was brought up that way. Tunisia, Kenya, Moldova, Nicaragua, Italy, Sweden, Spain. And Spain's heavy on my heart right now. We're believing there's going to be some really awesome things that are going to happen in Spain. Ireland, and then we have others. So with all that being said, I bless you. You're deeply in my heart. I have access to heaven, and there's a host of heaven that works with us in this ministry, and we're going to send off angels into those nations. And we're believing that the Lord of Harvest is going to start working in those nations. Amen? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for those nations. How many were the total so far? 31 nations, just what I repeated right there. And some, and it's going strong. Well, we're speaking about, you know, why God. And I want to stay on why God, but, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be why God part 10, part 15, part 100. But why God? And I want to talk about salvation. You know, how many people really understand what salvation is? You know, they think salvation might be, you know, well, if I die, I'm going to go to heaven and my soul will rest in peace forever. Well, yeah, that's true and everything else, but, you know, I'm not really concerned about when I die yet. Let's just say I'm young and I'm not even thinking about when I die, you know? And so I'm not interested in salvation. But I'm here to say to you, you should consider salvation because your life can be so much better if you think about salvation and want salvation. But what are you going to think about and what are you going to want if you don't know what it is? Well, I'm going to define salvation to you. Salvation is free from worry. Salvation is free from fear. Salvation is fear from incompetence. Salvation is a gift that builds you up and creates inside of you the ability to think out of the box. Salvation brings a peace and a love and a joy that surpasses your comprehension or your understanding. Salvation gives you the ability to trust in a higher power other than yourself and give you hope. So without salvation, you can't really obtain all these things. Some people are trying to have hope, and they're putting all their hope in themselves. They don't have hope in anything but their ability. Well, I hope so. And it leaves them kind of out there left alone and lost. So salvation actually allows you to become found, free. It gives you confidence to know who you are. And there's a level of knowing who you are. And if I asked you, who do you think you are right now? You're probably going to say, well, I'm a plumber or I'm a secretary. Most people refer to their career. Or I'm a housewife or I'm a father or I'm a mother. Or I'm a college student or a high school student. My name is John or my name is Mary. And you know, they refer to as basically what they see in the natural. But I say to you, who do you say you are? In the sense of, I know who I am. I'm a son of God, a child of God. And I have confidence to know who I am. With that being said, I have salvation. Now, why do I have salvation? Because I have this confidence to know who I am. And if I know who I am and where I come from, it's almost like you being a son or a daughter of the king. I mean, wouldn't that make you feel good if you were a child of the king, an heir of the king? You know that you have this sense of royalty about you, where you know whatever you want, you ask, and you're going to get it. How many people feel that way now, you know? So yeah, you have to ask yourself, what is salvation? And I'm trying to tell you what salvation is through knowing God. If you want to put yourself in this place, I always say this, God doesn't exist. And he doesn't in your world, but he does exist. He exists outside of this world. And what I mean by your world is your thinking and your place of seeing, and some people can only see so far, and some people can only hear so much, and you know, and God does exist when you come into my world. When you come into my world, because I'm not of this world, I may be here, but I'm not here in the sense of where my heart is and where my mind is. My heart and my mind is at a different place. It's in salvation. Tomorrow, you're going to worry. Tomorrow, I'm not going to worry. What is good to you is good. What is good to me is good. What is bad to you is bad. What is bad to me is good. You see, there is no bad in my world. It's all good. Even the worst storms, they're good. And that's why salvation. Don't think salvation is just, oh, when I die, I'm going to have a happy place. And how I get it is I have to go to church. And once I get to church, then I have to accept a prophet or a person of God in some sense, you know, or a name of Jesus. Or how does some of these other, Muhammad might be the one, right? Buddha might be in the Asian world. Buddha in the Asian world, Muhammad in the Muslim world, in the Christian world, it's Jesus. In the Judaism world, in the Jewish world, just God. Okay, well, that's cool, God, all right. And in Hindi, the Hindi world, there's many gods. I don't even know which one theirs is that they pick for salvation. Maybe all of them, I don't know. Which nation am I missing? Because everybody has a salvation somewhere, right? Everyone has a savior. Yeah, the Dalai Lama, the Hare Krishnas. You got Mother Nature. You got it all, right? But I'm going to tell you right now, salvation is not in one of those beings. Salvation is within itself, and salvation is within you. And it's only within God. Salvation is only within God. And that's the creator of creation. But remember, God doesn't exist until you start acknowledging that there's another world. There's another realm. There's another being. There's a higher power that has access over your whole entire life that makes you breathe, that gives you life. And until you realize this being, he doesn't exist. And if he doesn't exist, guess what? You have no salvation. And that's why I say, why God? Because we need salvation. If we keep getting sick and tired and sick and tired, look, there's not a day that goes by that I'm not happy. And I give this credit all to God. Because God in me gave me salvation. So I'm speaking of a testimony. I'm speaking only in the things that I know, the things that I can confess. I can't be a hypocrite up here and tell you about salvation if I don't have it. It wouldn't be right, would it? So I'm speaking to you out of my testimony why I know we have to have God. If we don't have him, we don't have salvation. I won't have the peace that I'm looking for. I won't have the joy that I'm looking for. Now, do I have challenges? Yes, we all have challenges. But you go to bed with it. I don't. You see? It's like water running off the back of a duck. It's going to go on there for a little bit, and then it's going to roll right over. You hang into your depression. You hang on to it. You hang on to your misery. You hang on to all these things. And a lot of times you say, I can't help it. Well, you can't help it is because you really don't have salvation. Now, there are levels of salvation. And I want you to understand that. Because it says we go from glory to glory to glory. And this is why I want to talk about the glory. But let's stick with salvation right now. You are at a level of salvation. Maybe you've come to a place where you surrendered. You took circumstances in your life and you surrendered to it. Well, that's like surrendering to God, but you just haven't actually acknowledged God, but you surrendered. You realized that life in itself, there was nothing that you could do. So you surrendered it to it. This is the same thing with God. God is life. How many people understand that? Good. Because you can't control what happens tomorrow. What tomorrow happens is controlled by a higher power, which is called God. So God controls tomorrow in your life. He knows exactly what's going to happen in your life. He knows what's going to happen. He says he knows every hair on your head. He knew you before you were in your mother's womb, the whole nine yards. So tomorrow, he knows exactly what's going to happen in your life. So when you surrender to life, you're surrendering to God. You just don't know it. Well, I want to bring this knowledge that you have, because obviously you realize to surrender to something. And I want you to know that you're surrendering to God. And I want to bring the knowledge of God to an awareness in your life. Now, the thing that brought you peace, the thing that brought you salvation, was a surrendering to life. Okay, you experienced a level of salvation. Now, wouldn't you like to have more level of salvation? Why not us grab hold of this truth and really apply it in our heart and start surrendering more? Because salvation is the root of surrendering to God. Salvation is the root to surrender your life so that you lose your life and you'll eventually gain one. And that's where I want you to come to. I want you to come to a new life. The life that you're living now, are you happy with it? Well, who's controlling it? To be honest with you, you have a will. And that will is a strong will. It's a stubborn will. It's a rebellious will. It's like out of control will. And that will tends to fight all the time. For what reason? You can't change tomorrow. So we need to take the will and we need to strangle it and we need to, you know, tie it up and muzzle it and put it in a box and never let it manifest. We have to control the will and have the will stop carrying on like it is so that you can obtain salvation. The will needs to lay its life down. I want you to lay your life down in, let's say, I want to say God, but you don't know yet. You don't know God yet. You're starting to know God. At least my God. And I'm going to keep referring that. And if I'm getting people upset, you know, oh well, get over it. Until you reach the levels of joy and peace and righteousness that I have, you haven't come into the kingdom of God that I'm talking about. Until you come into the kingdom of God and you're manifesting the fruit that I see, then I'll say, you know my God. Until then, you don't know my God. If I keep hearing some complaints coming out of your mouth, and I keep hearing this and that or whatever, and you know who's I'm probably talking to out there. But if I keep hearing, and remember, I don't have to be in your presence to hear. These words aren't mine, they're of God. So it's actually God hearing your murmuring and complaining. Okay? Let me ask you a question. Would you like to get to point A to point B fast? Okay. And because you're not getting to point A to point B fast, you cry, don't you? You murmur a little bit. Ah, wah, wah, wah. Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, there's a law in heaven, and we spoke about laws, that when you start murmuring and complaining, you're going to walk around the mountain for a little bit. You're going to walk around and keep walking around and keep walking around, and you're never going to get to point B. There's a thing between A and B. I haven't quite figured it out. I think it's Abu. And that's between A and B. That's the letter between A and B. And that's where you end up. And you never get to B. You never get to B. You're always at ah. And so I want you to understand, when you murmur and complain, you don't have God. You don't have salvation. If you keep, and I'm going to say this bluntly, if you keep, am I allowed to say it?
Yeah.
Bitching?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that? Yeah. If you keep bitching. Oh, I'm so bad. I'm so bad. But if we keep doing this, you're never going to get salvation. We got to come to these small little enlightenments. I'm going to lead you to God. I'm going to lead you to the kingdom. I'm going to lead you to righteousness. I'm going to lead you to joy. I'm going to lead you to peace. But you got a demon inside of you that's not of my world, the kingdom of God. We could call it a demon. But it's a being that is of this world, and it's called will. It's called will. Anybody ever hear the devil made me do it? Well, in my world, I don't believe in devils that have power over you, other than the ones that you give power to. Okay? I'm not afraid of the darkness. The darkness can't affect me. I do believe, I'm a big believer of powers, principalities, wickedness, darkness of this world. I believe in these forces of evil that are there to destroy your life. But when you got your God, you're saved. When you have God in your life, you're saved from those powers that can't harm you. And at the same time, his law, his truths, my God teaches you how not to have these contracts written on your life so that they can't mess with you. They're always setting snares. They're setting traps. One there, one there, one there, one there. But when you walk with God, you have eyes to see. Oh, a trap. I'm going to go this way. Oh, another trap. I think I'll walk this way. Oh, another trap. And you're never getting bit. You're not, if you go into a trap, you're not saved. I don't walk in a trap because I see it, so I'm saved. This is why God, if I can't talk to you and talk you into wanting to know my God, then I haven't done my job. I hope and pray that you will listen to what I'm saying so that you will find salvation and you will find my God. Because by finding my God, you'll have salvation. He'll be happy with me because I'm going to tell you, my rewards are in heaven, not here on this earth. And I'm really banking up there, and I can't wait because I'm going to boot over, you know, Muhammad and Jesus and Buddha and Allah and all of them, whoever they all are. I'm going to go pop and knock them right over, and I'm going to sit in that seat because my treasures will be stored up in that place. But let's get back to salvation. Murmuring and complaining is one of the biggest keys that I have found in my heart that causes us from not getting to A, from A to B. If we can work on that alone, if I can put that in you to just start counting all things as joy, just count it all as joy. I know it's hard because there's going to be things that aren't going to happen the way you want them. But I guarantee you just didn't see the way it was supposed to be done. I'm not saying that you're not going to get it. I'm not going to say that it's not going to happen. But it just isn't going the way you thought and the way you planned and the way you saw. So just start saying thank you. Start thanking it. Start being grateful and start thanking it. Start proclaiming. Start prophesying. Oh, I can't prophesy. I'm not a prophet. Listen, if you believe it in your heart and you start proclaiming it, just start proclaiming it. Don't speak life, or don't speak death, speak life. You know, a lot of times we speak death. We have it in our heart. Now, understand, the language that God hears, the language that is in heaven, the heavenly language, The only language that is known is from the heart. This language that I'm speaking, wait a minute, I can't. Can I have some unsaved person up here speak for a moment so that they can understand the difference? That one comes out of the mouth and the head. The language that I'm speaking comes out from the heart. The language that I'm speaking comes from heaven, and heaven hears. The language that you speak with your mouth coming from your head, heaven can't even hear that. They don't even know what it sounds like. It's jibber jabber. Doesn't make sense. So even if you're unsaved and you think you know God and you're over here saying, "Hey, God," guess what? He ain't hearing you. Has to come from the heart. He loves a broken, contrite one. And he hears the broken, contrite heart. He don't hear anything else. This is why I say, "Why, God?" How many of you heard of me say, if you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Because only the sick and tired that are being sick and tired are the only ones that can hear this voice. If they're not sick and tired of being sick and tired, they can't hear me. They can't understand it. Something's blocking. There's a block there. There's a wall. There's a sound barrier. They're of the world. I'm not of the world. And only God can open up their ears and hear, and only God can open up their eyes to see in that world. And so I don't expect those that are listening understand everything, but please just do me a favor. Humble yourself and begin to understand that you're not saved. That's the first thing. You have to admit that you're not saved. I met a gentleman not too long ago, and he has some issues. And he's been hiding these issues now for many, many, many years. And I was speaking a message, and he happened to hear. And I said, agree with your adversary. Admit that you have the issue. Just confess. And it takes you to humble yourself when you confess. You have to actually literally come to a place of not caring about yourself anymore and not what people think. And they came to a place in their heart and said whatever the issue was, and they began to start confessing. That's where your healing starts. That's where your breakthrough comes. If you can't humble yourself and begin to confess, especially to one another, you're not going to find salvation. You're going to be hiding and sneaking around and just giving rights to darkness to keep you in that place, and you're never going to become saved. This is why some of the churches might have an open, you know, altar call. All you that are sinners, come run up front for salvation. And they're helping you to confess. They're helping the proud to humble themselves so that they can come to a place in their heart. And that's good that they do that, you know? And maybe we should do that more often. But I believe that, listen, there are sometimes people run up and they're really not broken. I believe salvation can touch you right in your seats. That's where I want. That's where I'm at. I want God to just touch you in your seat. I want God to really open your heart up and minister to you and touch you in your seat. Because I spoke to this one gentleman and I said, I don't believe in casting out devils. Not anymore. I used to say, let me minister to you and get the devil to talk and all this other stuff. And they're real and all that stuff. You can have fun and play games with them things. But to make a long story short, that's what you're doing. You're just playing. You're just playing. If they don't want to come out and the person doesn't want them to come out, they're not coming out. So you're just playing with them. And I don't play with devils anymore. I don't play with them. But I do know this. The right spoken word will deliver you. If God allows you to hear the right spoken word, you will be set free. And that's where my heart is. That I will not think about what to say, nor will I ever think about what to say anymore. But I will just ramble, bamble, blabble off. Because the words that are coming out of my heart are of Him. And He knows exactly what you need to hear to be set free, to be healed, to be delivered, to receive salvation. And I want those that are listening today, listening tonight, those that are here, those that are getting the tape, those that are coming online later, whatever that may be, that their ears will be open to hear for salvation. Because it's all about salvation. When you can surrender your will and finally break yourself down to the point where you know you have no control, and you know what's right and wrong, good and bad, we don't have to go into that. You already know. Those that are sitting down on the couch and you know you're supposed to be here, you know what you're doing. You just have to repent. Change the way you're thinking. Stop resisting. Surrender the will. The will wants you to be pampered. The will wants to pet you and make you all squishy and wishy. You know, the will is a love toy to self. And sometimes you got to surrender the will. Did anybody ever feel like sleeping all day and not getting up for work? And what did you end up doing? Talking to yourself, right? All right, Will. Got to get up. Got to make the donuts. All right, let's go. And then you finally talk your will into going, right? Well, who do you think's talking your will into going? You're right. The divine nature of the spirit man, which is connected to God. It's the Trinity that most people are wondering what the heck it is. But that within you is talking to the will. And that divine being, the Trinity of God living inside of you, that divine being is trying to save your soul. Is trying to keep you in right standings with the will of God. So don't surrender to the will. You only have one other part in you, which is the divine nature of God. We won't get into the demon part of it. We'll just call your will a demon. It's a big, fat demon. Your will is rotten, nasty. It's deceivingly wicked. And if we can just surrender the will, we are now beginning to walk into salvation. And I want everyone to understand and be really clear how to obtain salvation. Because it's really bad to try to go through salvation in a 10-step follow a religious law. You're going to be deceived. People are walking in the church, walking in the synagogue, walking in the temple, walking in whatever they're walking into, finding salvation. They're doing the 10 steps. They're probably murmuring and complaining the whole way too, expecting and thinking they're getting salvation. When the reality is their life hasn't changed. They're doing the same thing. But the only thing different is maybe they know a little bit more of the law. They're doing maybe more of the 10 steps than they would have never done before. Maybe they're kneeling on a carpet now, and before they didn't have to. Who knows what, but it's all a work. Never coming to salvation. never finding it. They're not getting any happier. They're not getting any joyful. They're not finding salvation. They're not finding righteousness. Maybe their righteousness is in good deeds. Maybe that's what they're thinking their righteousness is. Or better yet, they never look at themselves and they always look at someone else and they bring up everybody else's dirty laundry so that this way you don't have to see their righteousness. They are, your focus point is on somebody else's righteousness. And that's what they think salvation is. Well, let me gossip and bring somebody else's dirt. Did you hear about Mary Lou and what she did the other night? Did you hear about this one and that one? Ooh. Why they slip away. Salvation is not that. Salvation is breaking the will, surrendering your life, counting everything as dung so that you would know God the more. And I want you to know who God is. God's a loving God. God has your life already taken care of. You don't have to worry about nothing. Every desire in your heart is going to come to pass. Just don't complain. Don't complain about the way countries are and the way they mess with you and how the mail is, because we can prove that that's not true. Don't complain about anything, because as soon as you begin to complain, as soon as you begin to fight circumstances that are beyond your control, you're going to go into a land right between A and B. And you're never going to get out of it. And you're going to say to yourself, why is this happening to me? Why are these things happening? How come I can never get a breakthrough? How come I can never get out of the circumstance that I'm in? I guarantee if I can hang out for you with a day, I can pinpoint it and tell you you've been murmuring and complaining. Maybe not out publicly out of your mouth, but the language that God hears is from the heart. And remember that. If you have something that's upset in your heart, you're murmuring and complaining. If it's not going the way you think it's supposed to go, you're complaining. If you got doubt in your heart, you're complaining. If you have negativity in your heart, you're complaining. If you got situations inside that you're not singing a song of praise, you're complaining. How much simpler can that be, right? So I want us to look at our hearts tonight. I want us to grab hold of what is being said by God. And I want you to grab hold of it. And I want to challenge you tonight, those that are listening, to try to start counting it all joy. I know it's tough. I know it stinks. I want you to forget about it. No matter if it's something that happened in the past, something that you want, or something that's going to obtain in the future. I want you to forget about it. And I want you to give it to my God. Give it to my God. Say, hey, I don't know this God yet, but I'm going to give it to his God. Give it to my God. Give it to me. Cast all your burdens upon me, and I will give you life. Give it to me. Give it to my God. Forget about your situation, and then start being grateful about it, and I guarantee I will bless you. I will give it back to you. I will give it back to you 100-fold. I will give it back to you over and above what you can comprehend or even imagine. If you could just do that. Wipe your slate clean. Just ask God, say, listen, I was walking in ignorance. I'm walking in my flesh. I'm sorry. And now I know. And if you say that with your heart, he is grateful and gracious to forgive you. And he will wipe your slate clean. I guarantee it. This is what I love about my God. He doesn't hold anything against you. Especially when you're completely ignorant about it and you were doing it out of nature, and I call it human nature. You were doing it out of your will and you knew no better. He's so easily to forgive. He's like, ha, ha, ha. He's actually laughing and bouncing you on his knee and saying, like a little child, I'm so happy who you are. And I'm so glad that you heard my words of salvation. And yes, I forgive you. Just now, start being happy because I'm giving it to you. It's already yours. You already have it. You just didn't walk in it yet. A little bit of patience and you'll have it. A little bit more time. The Lord is saying that there is no time with me. It's eternity. With you, there's time. With me, there isn't. So have patience with me because I don't know your time. One day for me is like 1,000 years to you. So God is speaking to us tonight. He knows our needs. He knows what we need. If we can just surrender to our need and let Him take care of it, He'll get you where you need to be. He'll put you there faster than what you can imagine. I wouldn't be surprised if it's another month from now, when you thought maybe it took 6 or a year. So let God speed up things. Matter of fact, God already speeded it up. Let us stop delaying it. Let us stop walking around the desert holding it up. Because it's already here. Everything that we desire is already here. We're just delaying it with our murmuring and complaining. There are some out there that are listening right now. And if they would look at their life and honestly be honest with themselves, they'll find out that their whole life, every day, they're just murmuring and complaining. And they're blessed. Can you imagine how much more blessed they could be? The areas that they're blessed in, they could care less, though. That's the funny thing. We look as if they're blessed, but their blessing is what they don't care about. That's not what they're murmuring about. It's what they care about. And that's where they're cursed. Take an example. You got somebody with money. They're murmuring, complaining. You hear it. They're bitching and complaining all day long. It's like, oh my God. But the guy's got money. Well, he's got money because he's not bitching and complaining about the money. What he's bitching and complaining is what he don't have. How many people are starting to see it? That's right. So I had to look at my own life. And I had to see what I had. And then I had to see what I didn't have. And then when I started looking at what I had, and then I started to see if I bitched and moaned, I didn't bitch and moan at all. And now I realize why I had it. And the things that I don't have, that's all I was doing, was bitching and moaning. And God began to speak to me. I had to stop it. And now I got more than I can handle. There is one thing I am lacking, and I'm bitching in my heart. But I have to say, we all have a will. And we all have to learn how to control our will. We all have to learn how to control our will. Now, my purpose in my life, yes, God did something extraordinary in my life, but I still had a man that I had to deal with called Will. And I was sharing this testimony with someone not too long ago. It was the most strangest thing. Once I came out of that heavenly place, I was divinely empowered by the divine, which was causing me to see bubbles burn down my throat if I drank the beer. But then I had the power of will reaching and trying to crack that beer open. So I understand the two. very, very well. At that moment, I didn't understand, but I do now. And we all have a will, and we're all going to die with a will. It's just a matter of how strong is your spirit man going to be to bury the will. And if we begin to cry out to God to empower us with his spirit, Lord, I want your glory. Lord, I want your power. Give me the power of your Holy Spirit. Give me the power of your spirit so that I can overcome my will. If you cry that in your heart, and then show God that you're willing to take on the form of his man, and where it is no longer you that lives, but he that lives within you. If you show God that you're faithful, he'll be faithful in just two to show you how faithful he is. It's a two-way street. He's not going to give you an inheritance if you're going to spend it unwisely, so to say. But he'll give you the inheritance if he trusts you. And so we have to know that he can trust us. So he'll give you a little bit. You show him how much you appreciate that little bit, and then he'll empower you with more. And then if you can show him how faithful you are with that little bit, he'll empower you more. And he'll keep empowering you and keep empowering you. We're looking for that big fat fix. Well, I got it, but I still had to deal with the will. It just kind of jumped me into a quicker position. But I'm telling you, if you hear what I have to say, he will empower you. Just keep crying out, and he'll keep empowering you and empowering you and empowering you. Every day I say, welcome, Holy Spirit. Every day I say, God, how are you doing today? Thank you for your salvation. I wake up in the morning and I'm thanking him. I go to bed and I'm thanking him. I keep thanking him. And I thank him for tomorrow. And I thank him for the things that I'm complaining about, and I'm still complaining in my heart about them, but I'm repenting. And because I'm repenting, if he sees this much, he's faithful to forgive. He sees a little bit, as small as a mustard seed. He sees that little bit. He's faithful and just to forgive. And so I want you to understand, even through your shortcomings, if you show an effort of repentance, if you show an effort of changing the way you're thinking, and you empower the Spirit of God that is giving you the power to help you, he will be just and faithful to empower you more. And then you will see your life will be changed. The moral of this is, we have to work out our own salvation. Not only do we have to work out our own salvation, but we have to work it out with fear and trembling. That fear and trembling is really just a reverence, knowing that God's there to, you know? And I never want to hear those words, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. And then hear the surprise of those people's hearts. But Lord, Lord, like, what are you talking about? I did all these things in your name. And he says, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I don't want that ever in my life or in my heart or in my next life. When I stand before him and he says those words, I will never, ever want to hear them. That in itself is a reverence fear. That, working out your salvation with fear and trembling, that's what that means. So with that all being said, let us all just bow our heads for a moment. I want to end this with a prayer. Lord, I thank you for working on me. I'm saying this for all of us here. We're one. Thank you for working with me even in the midst of my ignorance. The will is powerful. And that's our sin nature. But today I want to thank you for taking us out of that nature, showing us how to come out by the simplicity of stopping the murmuring and the complaining. For that is sin. Rejoicing and praising in all things, that's righteousness. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord. Now teach us, not by lips only, but by heart. Show us the deep truth in this. Show us the revelation of your word within and how you only hear the heart and not the mouth. Empower us with your spirit so we're enlightened and we see on our daily walk with you. I pray, dearly in our hearts, I pray. Work in our lives. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise and receive your salvation today. Receive the beginning of your salvation. I want to bless those nations that are there listening. And I really want to open up a prayer for Spain. And we're really calling this one in. We're calling it in. We're prophesying and calling it in because I want to see a family. I want to see something. I want to see the wedding. I want to see my gameplay. I want to see it all. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless.